Section 14. Next steps. You have learned a lot of material in this course. You now have the very basic skills and can determine if you are ready for the street. Be sure to keep your first several rides simple, such as side streets and lightly traveled roads. The controls on your own motorcycle will generally operate the same as those on the motorcycle you used in this course, but they may take getting used to. The same is true for a heavier motorcycle or one with a higher seat. You will want to control your motorcycle well so you can devote attention to circumstances in traffic. With success and experience, you will get better at using SEE and can try more demanding riding situations. Consider taking the classroom-based Street Smart Rider Perception Program, which, as the name suggests, helps you to improve your perception. This highly interactive program will engage you in analyzing common situations that get riders in trouble. If you are comfortable making presentations, lead a Street Smart Rider Perception Program for others. The cost of the kit is minimal. The MSF provides additional training opportunities as part of its Rider Education and Training System, RETS, which is designed to provide you with lifelong learning opportunities. We hope you take advantage of these courses. Choose a rider course that best meets your needs. Rider coaches are eager to help you. Here are a few key points about some of these MSF courses. Basic Bike Bonding Rider Course. This 4-to-5-hour course is all riding and helps you handle a motorcycle better. It improves basic maneuvering skills and helps you understand more about how a motorcycle handles. You may use a training motorcycle or your own motorcycle. Basic Rider Course 2. Uses many of the same exercises you experienced in this course, but on your own motorcycle. This 4-to-5-hour course has no formal classroom time. Discussions are held between riding exercises. Exercise speeds are a bit higher. There is more braking and cornering practice. The course helps you handle your motorcycle better, which means you improve steering and braking so your responses become more automatic. Street Rider Course. In the SRC, you ride your motorcycle on the street under the supervision of a rider coach. There is an SRC 1 and an SRC 2. SRC 1 is for newly licensed riders who would like their first venture out onto the street to have supervision. SRC 2 is for riders with extensive experience who wish to add finesse to their riding strategies. After brushing up on the fundamentals with some range exercises, you move to the street with a few other riders. Several routes are used, starting with a simple residential area and progressing to more complex situations. Stops are made along each route to discuss experiences and improve strategies. Advanced Rider Course. This one-day course includes techniques used by riders who have a lot of experience. It is not about riding fast, but about riding better. Having more refined skills can help you improve your basic riding techniques and can also help you in an emergency. There is an interactive classroom segment that adds to the basics. There is more information about braking, cornering, and emergency maneuvers. Riding exercises include quick stops, special cornering drills, and decreasing radius curves. You should be comfortable with the basics of riding at highway speeds before enrolling in this course. Ultimate Bike Bonding Rider Course. This 4-to-5-hour course is patterned after police motorcycle training courses and will help you handle your motorcycle. The UBBRC does not have a formal classroom component. You use your own motorcycle in this course. MSF Circuit Rider Course. The MSFCRC takes place on a closed, paved area much larger than the basic rider course. It emphasizes visual awareness and handling your motorcycle at higher speeds, especially when braking and riding in curves. The course was developed in cooperation with champion racers Kevin Schwantz and Nick Ionach, who operate advanced riding schools conducted on racetracks around the world. See the back of this handbook for classroom-only programs and additional lifelong learning resources. Check out the library section on the MSF website. Also, the concepts discussed in this course are presented in greater detail in a variety of MSF publications, including the book, The Motorcycle Safety Foundation's Guide to Motorcycling Excellence, 2nd edition, available through msf-usa.org. Check the MSF website often for updated safety information. If you completed the MSF Basic e-course as part of this BRC, remember it is accessible to you at any time with no additional cost. If you have not completed it, consider enrolling in it to reinforce the content in the BRC. The MSF hopes this course has been, for you, a valuable introduction to the world of motorcycling. We wish you a long and enjoyable life of riding.